Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Fresh ball fall is upon us, guys, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsor of today's show, Manscaped. Nature may clear the leaves off their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for that sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cuffing season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using promo code FRATCHAT for 20% off plus free shipping. Oh, yeah.
We are recording.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
So, speaking of hi, have you ever worked out high before at the gym?
Oh, hi.
I've never worked out high. I don't think I could. I think I would just fall asleep on the bench.
I can lift high. I can't do cardio high.
Okay.
Cardio high is the worst. You're just like, oh, what is this going to add even more than when you do it sober? Lifting's kind of fun. But you gotta have the right music.
Yeah,
to get you in like a different zone. But like, for example, you just mentioned the bench. You might hear that, you know, like especially if you want to go heavy on the bench, like laying there and being a little stone, it's kind of tough to look at the weight and then want to push your shit. But I gotta say, it does feel kind of nice because you're not. I feel like it doesn't hurt as much.
Oh, really? Yeah, you have to have the right music. So Carlos is on the bench and he's listening to I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away.
Damn it. I start using my headphones in the gym.
The phone rings in the middle of the night, my father's you know, all the classics. You know what?
With a test on an end, I'm gonna die.
This construction behind me and this like occasional drilling. And when you walked off camera a few moments ago, I thought you were farting. I couldn't tell if that was the sound was coming from behind this wall behind me or from your butthole.
Well, maybe it's a little bit of column A, and a little bit of column
or maybe
B.
Coming from this crack. You like this crack?
Yeah, I was saying, you look like Jonathan Gaylor Thomas.
Yes, I love my hat hair. I never have straight hair unless I wear a hat.
You look like a young Leo if Rose was a dude. And we're going to do this in 3, 2, 1.
What are you doing?
Testes in my mouth.
Get on the ground, you fucking pledge.
Ew.
Welcome to the greatest podcast experience of your life. This is the Frat Chat Podcast.
All young men like three things. Food. News. Pussy.
Featuring Carlos Garcia and Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. It's the Frat Chat Podcast. I'm Carlos Garcia with Chris Steve Moore. How's it going, Mr. Mo?
Oh, it's good. Just listen to all this construction behind me. It's been going on for weeks. That's why I'm like, so irritable.
Now, some might say that's a drill in the background, or maybe it's Osmario going to town on himself with the Dildo Blaster 2000 in the living room.
I swear it wasn't this loud until after I turned the microphone on. I swear.
Yeah, that was...
And he won't touch a dildo. He's so he's as straight as a gay guy can be. And I think that, that it just goes against his, like... his morals to even like touch a dildo. Let me tell you, I'll touch one, suck one, throw it. I'll put three in my ass at one time. I don't care.
Simo throws them like a boomerang, spin around, but he doesn't catch them. They land in his ass.
Yeah, you know, I'll do it. if someone handed me, if someone handed me like a Hot Wheels car and said, "Hey, this is a butt toy," I'd say, "Sweet." I'll put, he will do that.
It's true. I'll put anything that's in my ass. I lost half my collection, you guys. You can put them away, but he doesn't give them back. It's like a bad dog. Fetch.
I'll put anything so you're gonna bring it back. In my butthole. I don't care.
Bring it back.
I'm not vanilla.
Yeah.
The now worst is to be with someone who's vanilla and like won't do anything in the bedroom. I'll do everything in the bedroom.
Sometimes a little too much, but you know, that's another. But at least I got to say we look good. We feel good. I'm rocking another shirt from my Marine Layer collection.
Oh, I got some. Let me go. Okay, guys, I'm gonna change. I'll put my right back.
Look at him. He's so excited. Oh, God. What is he doing? especially with the hair. You look like a giant dick. See, there you go. There you go. Now you look.
I'm ready. Classy. I'm ready.
Oh, there you go. That's better. See? Oh, that's cool. It's a hoodie. Very cool. That's fresh.
All right. I got my new shirt that I love.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And I got my hat from another sponsor.
Well, we'll get there in 1 second. But first, you can get 15% off. And get your own clothes, just like us, at marinelayer.com/fratchat15. Again, the promo code is fratchat15. And as he mentioned, yes, he's also wearing a hat for another sponsor, Waterboy, which I have to say, I love the hat too. I was about to wear it, but I didn't since you were too. But I got the stuff right here. And this one I haven't tried yet. This is the strawberry lemonade, but I'm going to put this to the test tomorrow morning. Because I'm going out with some friends that you know very well.
Girls' night.
Yes, and potentially you. And things get weird when this crew gets together. So I'm expecting to wake up hurting tomorrow. And I'll be able to put that to the test. And you can get your own Waterboy. I should put this back on the screen. 15% off Waterboy as well. Go to waterboy.com/fratchat. And use promo code FRATCHAT in there. And then boom. Or if you just go to the website, I'm pretty sure it just puts it in for you. But put it in anyways, just to be safe. I don't know technology. And again, Fratchat 15 at Marine Lair. Get your own fucking threads. Look nice.
Look how cool my shirt is. It feels so nice. It's so soft.
Hemp is awesome. I love this stuff. This is like, I'm so in love with my products. And I wear the pants yesterday at a show. Show a little bit of
skin right here.
One of those out there.
Look at that.
See, for me, it would just be a chest, a little chest hair poking through.
Mom, I shave it
all.
I've
got a swelling bow tie. It's just a patch of chest hair. Hello. So Fratchat 15 at Marine Lair and Fratchat at Waterboy for your hangover. So you can look good. You can feel good. Yes. All thanks to the Fratchat podcast. So something that's not going to make anybody feel good, Mr. Moses? I got this new story here.
It's a shocker. Overrated.
I have to show it to you because we've spoken at length, especially we had a friend of the show, Nemeth, a couple of episodes where he talked about his love for eating ass. And we've spoken at length about it. But this is going to make you, or anybody who eats ass, question at least doing it, because there's a new story here from Lad Bible. Of course, Lad Bible is a British social media medium. I'm just trying to think of that word. And of course, they're ripping on American people. But American woman says she doesn't wipe after going to the toilet as no other animals do.
You know what animals do? They lick themselves. Is she going to lick herself?
I guess. She said, why would she say that? She said, if God wanted us to wipe after use the bathroom, we would have a built-in way to do that. Like licking ourselves. And this is the full, this is her full statement. Because you just got to hear what this
is. We have a bidet. I don't know
what chemicals are in toilet paper or in wipes. So I personally think it's best to just not wipe. But I stopped wiping about 2 years ago. When I started using the litter box instead of a toilet. And I have noticed, like, I have not gotten as sick as often. Now, I know correlation is not causation, but, you know, I feel like my immune system has, like, been built up since I stopped wiping. And it's probably because I'm not exposing myself to those chemicals. You don't know what chemicals are in toilet paper or in wipes. So I personally think it's best to just not wipe.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. Okay, first and foremost, you do
using
know
the litter box.
Huh?
Using the litter box?
Oh, I don't know what to say about that.
It's even weird because she doesn't even have a cat. Can you imagine you come over to someone's house and just... just a minute!
or just, but if you go to someone's house and you say, oh, what kind of cat do you have? I don't have a cat. And you stare at the litter box like, oh.
Good Lord, your cat takes some big shits, man. I don't have any pets.
I'm not looking at one right now, but my assumption is that we do know what chemicals are in toilet paper because any packaging is probably going to have the ingredients listed, correct?
Yeah, and it's paper. Support for today's episode comes from Waterboy. If you're hydrated and you know it, clap your hands. Let me tell you something, folks. We all know that hangovers suck a big D. Wait, what? Ew, no, get your mind out of the gutter, man. We're talking about dehydration here, perv. And Waterboy is your hangover lifesaver, coming in hot with over 3 times the electrolytes of liquid IV. And Waterboy's Weekend Recovery Pack is scientifically formulated to cut your hangover time in half. All you do is just take one of those little packets right here, mix it with 16 ounces of water, and boom, you're hydrated again. That's why, you know what they say. If you use Waterboy's powder stack, you'll get your mojo right back. Oh, yeah. And for a limited time only, our listeners get 15% off of your entire order with the promo code FRATCHAT at waterboy.com. Our 6-inch stack is packing, so get yours today and save 15% on it with the promo code FRATCHAT at waterboy.com. Oh, yeah.
You know what animals do?
The wipes. They are the wipes. The problem with the wipes, and I've discussed this like in season 1 of this show, is that they actually wipe away all the bacteria. And supposedly it wipes away the good butt bacteria that keeps you from getting certain booty diseases. So the problem with the wipes is that it cleans too much.
Oh, I love a good wipe.
I guess the toilet paper, I guess you're supposed to leave some a little shit behind. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I just feel like she, let me tell you why she's a dumb bitch. Because if you're going to compare it to what other animals do, some animals, like apes, might throw their shit. Is she going to reach into the litter box and start chucking it at her friends and family because that's what animals do? You know, a lot of animals, they lick their own assholes.
To be fair, it is kind of fun.
Is she going to lick her asshole? Now, does she get a period? No other animals use tampons, so she's just bleeding all over the place. Like, what's wrong with that?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
She's like, I haven't been getting sick. You know why you haven't been getting sick? It's because your nose runs 24/7 with the smell of shit in your apartment.
Yeah. I wonder what she does with the litter box. It's just, you know, because cats leave the shit in there and then they just kind of.
Yeah,
and then you gotta dump it after a few tries. So is there?
She's like,
you go to her apartment. Is there steamy turd just sitting there? Like, how do you know?
She thinks her immunity is getting stronger, but what's happening is that she hasn't had company over in 2 years, so she's not.
Yeah, that's why.
What's her name?
Don't say.
Okay. Well, non-wiper girl, if you are listening to this, I want you to know that I think that you're a stupid, dirty, disgusting bitch. And you need to start wiping your butt. And stop pooping in a litter box. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, dude.
Ew.
Like, I just feel like the addition, she just nonchalantly threw in the pooping in the litter box, like... I just have so many questions about that because that has nothing to do with her butt.
No, my first question is, are you single? And I know the answer to it. Absolutely. I just want to ask it anyway.
Yeah. It's like...
So bad.
But like, why does she start pooping in a litter box? That has nothing to do with her asshole health. Like, why is she keeping her poop? Ugh. Why not just use the toilet anyways? Like, what the fuck? I'm so confused by this woman and her life choices.
You know what?
At least, you know.
Sometimes you have a dump, and when you wipe, it's very minimal wiping. You're very blessed in that dump. Yeah. But sometimes take a dump, and it's messy. Okay,
it's
and you
messy.
Wipe a lot.
Yeah. So, Jinx, you have your Coke. Sometimes it's messy. It's like the toilet paper like slides right through, like when you leave butter out for a little too long, you know. You try- It's like, comes out looking like a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
You know how like in Asia when they teach little kids how to wipe their butts using balloons?
Yeah.
I think she needs that lesson. Maybe she just doesn't know how to.
And they have also the Asian videos, the cartoons, and it's like Ichiban pooping.
Maybe she just it's needs amazing. Some training, some potty training.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely
so
something
weird to me. It's so freaking weird.
To be honest, it's like tough to even go anywhere after that story. Like, where do we could have the show right here.
I motion to adjourn this meeting. Thanks, guys.
You got a great topic too, but you know, after the pooper lady, it's hard to go up from this story. Ugh. Support for today's episode comes from Marine Layer. It's official. I've found the softest t-shirt mankind has ever made. Imagine the softest thing you've ever touched. Right, think about it. Maybe some kittens or like freshly fallen snow. Now times that by 1,000. That's right, because Marine Layer is the go-to brand for great fitting and stylish closet staples. Based out of beautiful sunny California, Marine Layer clothes are that perfect mix of laid-back style that also looks and feels premium. Plus, you know what I love about Marine Layer? It's just how their t-shirts and tank tops stay so soft no matter how many times you wash them. It's time to invest in a wardrobe that will actually last, people. For a limited time only, our listeners get an exclusive 15% off discount with the promo code FRATCHAT15 at MarineLayer.com. Again, that's 15% off with the promo code FRATCHAT15 at MarineLayer.com. Oh, Lord. Well, we sure are going to try, you guys, because just like this pooper lady, some things happen. Sometimes things happen. They just make us go, no!
No.
So we're gonna talk to you guys about a very sad topic, you guys. Because we here at the Frat Chat Podcast believe in love. That's why we're here to tell you love hurts sometimes, people. It does. Let me tell you. Especially when relationship blossoms into dating, and then into marriage, only to end in divorce. Ah, damn it. And on this week's episode of the Frat Chat Podcast, we're going to talk about celebrity couples that we believed in, celebrity couples that we loved, celebrity couples that we thought would make it, but unfortunately, they never did. Oh, they never did, Mr. Moe. I'm so sad about it.
They didn't die. They made it. I know. It's just that their relationship died.
That's right. And now they're just like out there hooking up with other beautiful people.
Yeah.
But they could just be banging each other still. Ah! So we're going to talk about our top 10 celebrity divorces that made us go, no.
It made me go like this.
I don't know what that is. His face looks like a vagina. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're not, be glad. What is that? Is that a face vagina? What are you doing?
I was trying to make it look like pussy lips.
Well, mission accomplished. That definitely... that should be in your acting resume. Makes a great pussy face.
I can make a pussy face like nobody's business.
Wait, what? What does that mean, sir? Look. Oh wow.
Chris, are you in touch with your feminine side? Of course I am. I can make it squirt too. Yeah.
That's because he had the lift. But anyways, you guys, like Simo's pussy face, these fluttered voices.
I just want to, it's not necessarily a honorable mention. I just wanted to comment that we're focusing on more like more recent relationships. Cause I know that there's some like really iconic couples like Lucy and Ricky and, you know, Sonny and Cher. And yeah, I know. We all know about that. But we're talking about more recent things that our generation is more closely connected to.
Totally. And hopefully less domestic violence than Lucy and Ricky. Lucy, where's my pancakes?
Wait, was he abusive?
No, I'm just making
it up.
But maybe he was. Actually, I might have read that he was. And that's where the joke came from in my brain. But I'm way too lazy to Google that right now. So,
Lucy, I'm home.
Oh, God damn it, Lucy. I told you I expect my whiskey. That's where the honeymooners got it from. One of these days. Pow!
Well, who's first on your list? This is going to be a sad episode.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking through the list for now. I'm like, oh, man, I forgot about some of these.
I know. I miss a lot of these couples. Like, so I'm going to start things off with one that coming from the generation that had the pleasure to enjoy the show Newlyweds. Really hurt. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. It broke my heart to find out these two are getting divorced, man.
Totes.
Especially because I could see them getting old together, you know, and like Nick dying of like a heart attack at 95 in the middle of one of their like trademark arguments. Like, tuna's not actual chicken, god damn it! Ah! You know, like that's how I thought. It's like, chicken of the season tagline, bitch! Ah! You know, like that's how I finally thought he would lose it. But like, much later on.
You know, I agree like with you. I really thought this couple was going to last. And I feel like whenever you watch reality TV, the producers love to show the negativity. But there wasn't a lot of negative vibes between them.
Yeah. They would just have cute little arguments.
There were, that we would have seen it. They were just very cute together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, sometimes, you know, he would roll her eyes at her when she was being a dumbass, but it was like, in a, oh God, I love her type way.
Well,
or at least I thought.
Who maybe dumped whom? Like, or who left whom? Did he dump her because she got fat? Because she did get kind of chunky for a little bit.
But I feel like that was after they broke up, wasn't it?
Like, maybe she was so upset that she just couldn't stop eating.
She like disappeared from the spotlight for a while.
Well, she was busy creating her multi-billion-dollar apparel company.
Wow. She's killing it. So I'm talking about a bounce back at 98 degrees.
Bounce back? Why are you calling her fat again? We already addressed her. Bounce back. You know what? Nick had to roll her around in flour to see where the wet spot was. His bitch was fucking huge. Wah,
wah, wah, wah. 98 degrees is also back. So I guess they're both happy. And I know Nick got married and she got married and then they moved on. But, you know, I just feel like it's not as special. And maybe they learned, though, to keep their shit out of the media because their new or their relationships they settled in, I don't hear a ton of. Maybe it's the reality TV curse. A lot of couples break up from reality TV. I don't know what it is. Happened to Hulk Hogan, brother. Kim Kardashian has gone through everybody in Hollywood in her show at this point.
Yeah.
And the NBA.
That's true.
Maybe it's just having the cameras around And I know TV and reality TV will feed you some storylines, right? But I do feel like it's tough to walk away from it once the cameras start rolling. Because some drama might be real, but some drama might just be like the storyline that they're playing. And like, you know, you get into it. And it's like you're fighting all day. And then the cameras stop rolling. It's like, how do you turn that off, you know?
Right.
So, it's tough. Especially because you're playing yourself. You're not playing like a character where it's like, okay, I'm acting. Some people go in too deep. So maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. But anyways, Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey. We miss you.
It's pronounced Lachey. Psych.
It's pronounced Lachey.
Lachey. Lachey. I'm
Lachey. Yeah, he's Jewish. Hey.
Okay, so my first one kind of has a nice ending because remember once upon a time, Jennifer Lopez was dating P. Diddy and he got in some trouble and she was like, this is going to fuck up my image. Hell no, I'm not talking to you no more. So then she got saddled up with Ben Affleck and then he proposed to her and she had this huge rock on her hand and we were like, okay, this is a match made in heaven. Then they broke up. We were like, the fuck? Jennifer Lopez at one point was married to Mark Anthony and they were such a power couple. They're such a Latin pop power couple. And then
especially because he's like the man in Latin America. Like I know he does well in the US too. You know, he had some hits and he also has been in a lot of good movies. Recently saw him on Man on Fire with Denzel. Latin America is like the fucking man out there. Like everybody knows Mark Anthony. So it's like, and then J-Lo obviously has the US covered. Mm-hmm. So you put them together. Boom. It's epic.
Total power couple. And then you have like this like commercially successful couple, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. That's right. And I think that they starred in Daredevil together, right? She was Elektra. Right.
And they were cute together too. Yeah. She's like a cutie too.
Did you hear that banging?
God, that was terrifying. I thought that was here.
I think it's the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. Oh, I told you to stop calling Rosie O'Donnell that, Simo. That is very mean.
I would never call the Rosie O'Donnell that. Maybe Star Jones, but not Rosie O'Donnell.
Story time. Back in college, I decided to give myself a little ball trim before going to a Halloween party. Because you never know how your night's going to go in the love department, so you always want to be prepared. Unfortunately for my boys down below, this was years before Manscaped came to my life. Oh, God. I cut myself so bad, you guys. I could barely walk that night. So imagine me trying to hit the dance floor after a few drinks later that night. Oh, my God. My shredded balls would not let me move. I couldn't hit the Dougie, the Soldier Boy, the Stanky Leg, the Gangnam Style. All the epic moves that made the 2000s fun. So needless to say, I went home alone that night. But those days are over, folks, thanks to Manscaped. Because Manscaped is here to make sure you never have to go through this yourself. It's time for nice flannels and cozy socks, but we can't forget to trim our balls. By now you've heard of them, but it's time to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get that kit that covers it all, baby. The Performance Package 4.0. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus, the Lawnmower is a technical masterpiece, people. It has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on and off switch that can engage a travel lock, in a built-in 4,000K LED spotlight to help you see the parts of the body you haven't looked at in years. Once you clear the driveway, the Performance Package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner. One to prevent stink and one to clear it up. With a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls are the smell of the season. And the Performance Package 4.0 caps it off with two free gifts. The Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. That's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code FRATCHAT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use promo code FRATCHAT.
As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
What the fuck is that? Is that cattle? Is that? Are they...
This is what I wake up to every Saturday morning.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
It's definitely they're killing a cow.
They promised me they were done with this. Is horrible. Okay, so anyway, Jennifer Lopez, Mark Anthony, divorce. Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck, divorce. Guess you got back together. Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck, Bennifer, back better than ever. I'm so happy about it.
That's true. Now, note, it's funny that you pointed out, you glossed over the P. Diddy issues, but at that point when she was dating him, she, it was like hood J-Lo, you know?
Oh, I remember she wore bandanas.
As soon as
she
got in trouble, Jenny from the Block took a walk around.
Yeah.
And came back looking very white.
She was like,
oh, no, Your Honor, look, I'm with the gringo now.
She's like, better not.
She's so, yeah, now they're back together. And I will definitely say Jennifer Garner and Ben and Ben Affleck breaking up made me sadder than J-Lo and Mark Anthony, because I feel like even though J-Lo and Mark Anthony were iconic together, something told me that there was also something they did for their image more so than love. It's like, there was like a weird fit to that
publicity stunt. But, well, I think that everyone shares their kids very cordially. Is that a word?
Yeah, yeah. Look at you. Nice.
So everyone's good co-parenting skills.
Yeah, no, they're good. But meanwhile, Jennifer Garner, I just feel bad like thinking of her sad. She like seems like such a nice person. You know what I mean? Like her going through a divorce. Just makes me like sad.
But what if she's crazy? What if she has like awful OCD and she's like maybe she has a like kitty
she
litter
has
to box.
Poop in a cat litter.
She's like, I don't wipe my butt anymore. Sorry, Ben, this is a problem.
Because
he's like, yeah.
If I start wiping, I can't stop. It's the OCD. Oh god, yeah, you never know how people are behind the scenes.
My mom,
I'm glad that Bennifer is back. The paparazzi loves taking pictures of them when they look miserable.
Yeah.
So I don't know how truth there is. I don't know how happy they are.
You know what,
based on the pictures I see,
my mom had a Shih Tzu growing up. Those little dogs, and then Shih Tzu would
in a bag. We talked about
it. I know, because she ate McDonald's. Just, So my mom had this Shih Tzu, a really sweet cute puppy, but the dog would jump into the litter box and eat the cat poop.
Oh,
a lot of animals eat poop, and that's why that woman from the article is probably eating poop too. She's like, it does wonders for my immunity. I'm eating poop.
I have been immune to E. coli for years now. Since I started eating poop.
Yeah.
Oh,
anywho, next on your list.
Next on me list. I'm going to go with one that I actually did not know that they were divorced until I was reading this, researching this for the show, and it legitimately, so I was sitting there last night like researching this shit, and I see this couple recently divorced, and I was like, no, because I really, 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 really liked them together. I was talking about Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor.
Don't say it. Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. The blonde girl. They were in Zoolander together. They were Dodgeball together. They were married for 17 years, but they actually split in 2017, and I had no idea.
So they haven't married together.
Yeah, they haven't been together since the late 90s, and they married in 2000. So they haven't married for a long time. And again, they were in movies together. They were so good together. And like, she's beautiful too. And they were both very funny. And I just like was like, oh man, they were like my it comedy couple almost. Like they had it all.
100%, yeah. But she was bulimic and she could read minds.
That's right. Makes it hard to live with someone. You could read minds. They're really good together.
Oh, that makes me very sad.
Yeah, dude, I had no idea. Like, especially because I'm pretty sure we had recently talked about them on the pod and said how we loved them. So at this point, they had definitely been divorced. So whoops, our bad.
Oh, well, I have a sad one too, and that one is Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. I don't really like Tom Cruise, but I liked him enough when he was with Katie Holmes because I felt like she made him a nicer person.
Yeah, they were cute together.
And they had a cute kid, Suri. Yeah,
the kid is cute. I know, that makes me kind of. I agree. And even though, you know, Tom Cruise, don't get me wrong, hell of an actor. I would love to work with him. Mission Impossible, killing it. Doesn't age, does all his own stunts. But we all know the rumors of his sexuality have been widely questioned for years, you know?
Well, so sexuality, that makes me nervous because I don't think Scientologists like gay people.
I know.
So he's got to keep it together.
It's imperative.
Get your legs closed to them men, boo-boo. You can get kicked out your club.
But they look good together. And and Suri is like the cutest little kid.
Very cute.
I mean, I haven't seen her.
How old is she now? She's probably a teenager now.
Yeah, she's probably grown by this point. But I just remember she was like a little doll almost. You know, it's like, how is this being taking the perfect, it's like the perfect being almost grown up. She was like a little, literally looked like a little doll. But yeah, she's got to be grown-ish. Because when were they married?
She was born in 2006. Right? So she's 17 now. Oh, she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Good for her.
See these damn celebrities. And Katie Holmes just doesn't age. Good for her.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
I hope Suri is tall. Her dad isn't.
What's that?
I hope Suri is tall because her dad isn't.
Well, how tall is Katie Holmes? She was a little taller than Tom, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I really, in a million years, never thought that Waterboy could work on the hangover I woke up with last weekend. It was so freaking painful. I really thought I'd be in bed for at least 2 days. But boy, did they prove me wrong. Because thanks to Waterboy, oh yeah, I was not just able to get out of bed, but I kicked the day's booty too. All while saying goodbye to that epic, epic, nasty hangover. Now, most hydration powders are packed so full of sugar that they just cause you to crash even harder later on. Not to mention, you have to drink so many of them just to get the electrolyte replenishment that your body really needs to recover. Well, folks, not anymore. Because Waterboy has 9 times the electrolytes of the Gatorade just in this stick. Inside each stick, there's some ginger for that nausea in there to make your tummy feel better. And they also include L-theanine to help calm your nerves and reduce your anxiety. Plus, their scientifically backed formula truly brings you back from the dead. Let me tell you guys, it works. But maybe the best part about Waterboy is how amazing it tastes. Their most popular flavors include strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and my life-saving blue raspberry here, which I can personally thank for saving my life last weekend. Mwah! These flavors are so good, you're going to actually want to drink these. And Waterboy is also gluten-free, caffeine-free, dairy-free, vegan, and made right here in the U.S. of A. Let me tell you something, folks. A lot of things get worse as you get older, but your hangovers don't have to. Waterboy isn't a magic cure, but it's pretty goddamn close to one. So get yours today. Hundreds of thousands of people already trust Waterboy as their hangover cure. And it's time to stop dealing with the anxiety alone, people. For a limited time only, our listeners get an exclusive 15% off discount when they use promo code FRATCHAT at waterboy.com. Again, that's 15% off with FRATCHAT at waterboy.com. Waterboy has you recovered.
Wasn't Katie Holmes involved with Jamie Foxx at some point?
Right after dating Tom Cruise. And it was weird because they were all friends.
That is weird. I wonder if they've ever hooked up while they were together. Ooh, maybe. Yeah. They at least been eyeing and each other up from across the dinner table. That's for sure.
Yeah, and they messy. And they Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx were in that movie Collateral together, which was a fucking badass movie where Jamie Foxx drives the cab and Tom Cruise is the killer who gets in it, mm-hmm. basically makes him drive around while he kills people. And then you know, so Jada Pinkett Smith's in it.
That was a great movie.
Mark Ruffalo, great movie. And you know, so they're pals. So that's awkward. It's almost like if like you somehow, I guess, became straight and started banging Julie.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, man.
I'm sorry, but she's a hot piece of ass, dude. So hot, it made me jump the fence.
Little Julie, little Jesus.
You know what? My friend who's passed, rest in peace, Charlie. I slept with one of his girlfriends one time. But they, he was dating a girl, but there's this other girl that he, I think, worked with, and we all got drunk one night, and I boned her. But I didn't think he was, like, interested in her because he had a girlfriend, but he was really upset. And he's like, I can't bring any of my friends near you because you'll fuck them. If I bring a dude, you'll fuck them. If I bring a girl, you'll fuck her. It's like, oh, my God, I had sex one time with a girl, and, like, whoa.
Yeah, you could be like, don't worry, she was very disappointed.
Know what she did? She immediately bent over so I could fuck her doggy style, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not some savage, it's like only into butt sex. I can fuck a cooter. I know how, it's like riding a bike. I know how to work a vajayjay.
It was like you guys were just standing there, she just turned around.
Yeah, grabbed her ankles and was like,
wow,
and boop,
good lord,
boop, boop, back it up, boop.
I hope you wore a condom though, because that's that tells me that's not the first time she's pulled that move.
Of course,
you don't know what.
And then I licked her butthole because it's an animal too.
Of course.
We're the only species that doesn't lick buttholes. I'm like, you know, when in Rome. Anyway, who's next on your list?
Oh, man. So up next for me, I'm going to go with this old school couple, which was Demi Moore and Bruce Willis.
Oh,
power
yeah.
Power couple from the 90s. I just feel like they were a really cool couple. And here's the thing. Bruce Willis has been sick. Well, Demi Moore has been by his side, you know, and he has like, he's married now with a different family and shit, but she's still like so close to him. So it's like, so part of me wishes they could have just stayed together.
Me too. I like them together. Cool. And when they did the celebrity roast of Bruce Willis, she was such a good sport.
Yep. Yep, she was. That's true. I forgot about that. Yeah, she's just like the coolest woman. But unfortunately, she apparently doesn't have great luck with love. Because then later on, she ended up with Ashton Kutcher, who ended up cheating on her. And then ended up with Mila Kunis. And I'm not going to lie, I like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis together just because I was a big That 70s Show fan. But... it's kind of shitty.
Well, I feel like kind of did it dirty. Age, it's felt like Ashton and Demi were like a little, kind of a weird couple because
yeah, they were so far apart.
Older than him. Mm-hmm. It's kind of creepy to me. I don't know.
Yeah, but at least they started that sex abuse organization. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher started that together. The one that he. If you read about this, Ashton Kutcher recently stepped down because he had written a letter in favor of Danny Masterson, the guy who played Hyde, who was convicted of rape and sent to jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 30 years to life he got. And so Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis wrote the judge a letter during the day of sentencing asking for leniency, essentially.
Why?
They probably, they've never seen the side of the guy. You know what I mean? So it's their best friend. And, you know.
Was he in the
I don't want to say I condone too? It because it's a rapist. But, like, imagine if, like, Maybe if like I got convicted of it, and you'd be like, like, do I believe that he would do it?
Well,
maybe he's innocent. I don't know.
This guy that was convicted, who is he? Is he an actor as well?
Yeah, remember the guy who played Hyde with the curly hair?
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I get it. Yeah, oh, no. So
there was their buddy, you know. But they do run an organization for, you know, anti-sex abuse and shit like that, where they help a lot of victims. And in it, they always say, believe victims. So it's kind of, they realized that it was tone deaf. But, I don't know. I feel like if they were helping people in this particular matter, they should have continued to help people. So I don't know. So I feel like cancel culture can be shitty.
I'm not surprised that guy from the 70s show was a creepazoid. He looks like one, doesn't he? Sometimes you see articles like when you heard about Harvey Weinstein, was any
absolutely
surprised? You're like,
you just know, like
a creep.
You just know. Yeah. It's very rare, especially. It's funny with serial killers; you can't really tell. They usually it's like, oh, they're so good at hiding, like normal, but with like creeps, you can tell.
Yeah.
There's just something about him. It's like, oh yeah, totally, absolute, total fucking weirdo. I could have told you that. I stay far away from that man.
Next up on my list is what I thought was a huge country power couple, and it's Blake Shelton, who's been People Magazine Sexy Man of the Year before, and his ex-wife Miranda Lambert, who I thought was a beautiful couple together. And
they
didn't work out. They didn't work out. And now he's shacked up with Gwen Stefani. So total upgrade. And I think Miranda Lambert married someone.
She was hot too.
Yeah, but comparatively, I mean.
Yeah, compared to Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani's a goddess, like I have to say. And she's one that has not aged a fucking day.
She's in her
day.
50s with zero wrinkles. Yeah. I mean.
And she looks the same as in the 90s. When No Doubt first came out. Yeah, Gwen Stefani, I have to say, she's been on my celebrity crush list since the first day I saw
her. I bone her.
Oh my God, you guys. I think I'm in love. And no, I'm not talking about my girlfriend. Ew. God, ew. Oh God, please don't tell her I said that. But I'm talking about the clothes from Marine Layer. I swear, my body has never felt clothing more comfortable. And right now, I'm wearing the hemp cotton pocket tank top in Lobster Bisque. And I freaking love it. Lobster Bisque. It's not just delicious sounding, but it's so light and soft yet durable that I'll definitely be able to wear it everywhere. From hitting the beach, going to the gym, or just rocking around town, this tank has me covered. I also got some t-shirts, Henley shirts, and pants that literally just came in for me today, so I'm extra excited. Here, look, check them out. And how many times have you felt that you were in between sizes when buying clothes? Well, maybe you've been drinking a few too many lately. You know, I hear that. Or you've been hitting the gym extra hard. What's cool about Marine Layer is they have in-between sizes. So now you finally no longer have to make that difficult choice between medium and large and extra large. We're trying to make Marge a thing. Now, for all my music junkies, Marine Layer actually just dropped a new line featuring classic bands like The Grateful Dead, Bob Marley, Cream, Led Zeppelin, Crosby, Nash & Stills, and Pink Floyd. Each shirt features one of Bill Graham's legendary Fillmore posters. You can finally rock a great fitting and quality band tee that's going to last. Whether you're going on a date, the office, or keeping it casual watching sports, Marine Layer has the best shirts for every occasion. And did you hear about Marine Layer's Respun program? Everyone has a bunch of old tees collecting dust in the back of their closets. Marine Layer will send you a prepaid recycling kit and literally give you a $5 credit card per shirt. Yes, $5 credit card per shirt. You heard that right. You actually get paid for your old tees, all while helping Marine Layer keep tees at landfills. Out with the old shirts and in with the new. And I think that we can all admit that a perfect tee can be hard to find. But look no further than the Marine Layer. And for limited time only, get 15% off with the promo code FRATCHAT15 at marinelayer.com. That's promo code FRATCHAT15 for 15% off your entire order at marinelayer.com. Saving your closet one shirt at a time.
I think that Miranda Lambert just married some like NYPD like dude.
Yeah, he looks young.
Undercover.
But she looks good. I'm not gonna lie. I'm looking at pictures of her recently, and she's got the ladies are out to play there in all these pictures.
What ladies?
The tatters.
I'm just kidding. Her tickle bitties.
The old Hooters Club.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Milk. Yeah, actually,
like to take a nap between them pillows. She has a beautiful bedroom. That's what I'm looking at, you guys. That's totally what I'm at. Great Crate and Barrel collection. Wonderful. Yeah, Gwen Stefani. I mean, that's tough too. I would literally put a mortgage in my mom's house just to date her, you know?
You know, Gwen Stefani was going through a really public divorce too. I think she was with that guy from Bush.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
I'm not mature enough to hear the word Bush without giggling.
Remember when our country was governed by
Bush.
Bush
and Dick.
Dick and Colin. Remember Colin and Powell? Colin. Like the free world was led by Bush, Dick, and Colin. How gross was that? I was no good watching the news back as a kid. I was like, if they mentioned Dick Cheney one more time,
that's why things ended up the way they did. Got messy. You can't leave the world much to a bunch of Dick, Bushes, and Colins, you guys. It's just not. It's gonna be messy. Gonna be messy,
mm-hmm.
And messy it was. But then
good thing they have litter boxes.
I have to say, Miranda Lambert. I feel like she went for the upgrade because she's now dating this younger guy. But like, I mean, Blake Shelton won in this particular case. Even though she's older, it's Gwen Stefani. You know what I mean? But who could Miranda Lambert have dated that would have been equal to in the celebrity world? I don't think so. I don't think anyone really.
Yeah.
Who's in his 50s, but also like aged fantastically. I think they're trying to chime in up there.
I keep turning my microphone down because they keep drilling. They promised me the drilling was over. They promised me. Wait till this call is over. I'm going to go next door and throw a hissy fit. I'm going to piss on them. How about you clean that up?
Next week's episode, we'll probably have a celebrity guest host because Simo will be in jail still.
Been there, done that. All right, who's next on your list?
Up next is one that to this day breaks my heart because I just think like they're both the coolest, funniest people, and especially after he hit some Marvel success and got himself in great shape, you know, they look good together. And I'm talking about Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, who announced their legal separation in August 2017 after 8 years of marriage. They met in 2007 on the set of the film Take Me Home Tonight, and they have a son together, Jack. And Anna Faris is another celebrity crush of mine. I think she's beautiful. I think she's super talented. She can play a dumbass so well, like in Scary Movie, and Just Friends. Like, she can play crazy.
The Brady Bunch with Christine Taylor.
Yeah,
small
right.
world.
So, I mean, and here's the thing. You have to actually be very smart to be able to play a dumbass. Because you have to know a bunch to know what you don't know type thing. It's not easy. So I give her such props. The House Bunny was another one. But good Lord, is she also just so damn cute. Like, I don't know how. Like, I know Chris Pratt married the person that he left her for, but I don't know how you can leave Anna Faris for someone else.
Remember the voice she did in House Bunny? She told like this.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he left her. He was like, she's not acting.
That's her real voice.
Like, when she's orgasming, she's like, okay, get off me now.
Keep going. Yeah, baby. You never know. You never know these days.
They are cute. But
yeah, that one hit the soul. That one hit the soul. She seems like such a nice lady.
You know,
and he's cool too.
Do you know what divorce surprised me?
Go on.
For lots of reasons. Caitlyn Jenner and Kris Jenner. Because back in the day, Caitlyn Jenner used to go by the
Bruce
birth name Bruce Jenner.
That's right.
Before she came out. And I always thought that they were such a good couple when
they were.
When by Bruce. I'm not sure what's PC, how to approach this topic. So,
so Brad, you're taking this one.
I just know that watching...
Back then, she identified as he, though, publicly.
Correct.
So, talking in the past, it's Bruce. It's he.
When Caitlyn, before she transitioned, before she came out, seeing her swing the golf club outside, just kind of be like, on the outskirts of all the drama and keeping up with the Kardashians, I felt like then Bruce really kept Kris grounded.
Right.
And I felt like they were the foundation of a really important family, you know, in entertainment, not important for any other reason besides that they're just dramatic. But anyway, Caitlyn Jenner, when she came out, I really thought in the pit of my stomach that Kris Jenner was going to stand by her side and be supportive. And she wasn't. She was like, gross. See you later.
It's like, I don't like girls.
I was like, oh no.
Now here's the thing though. It was, even though Bruce had not publicly transitioned to Caitlyn and was not out at the time, within the celebrity world, people knew that he liked to get freaky and, you know, cross dress and do things like that. Apparently OJ Simpson knew all along, which is wild. And he would like tell people that he was an F word and that he
what's
liked
the F word? Does it rhyme with maggot?
That's right. And so they, people knew. And so, I mean, I have to say, it's tough because, you know, you have Kris, who literally tapes all her daughters banging all these celebs. and now her husband is now going to become her wife. I feel like she wanted some action too. You know what I mean? Like she's like zooming in on Kim Bo and Ray J, and she's got needs, you know, young needs, Mr. Mo. So I don't know. But I agree. That one took me off guard. But it's such a complicated situation too. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like if it was Mario transitioned to a lady right now, would you stay?
It's hard to imagine. I don't know. I don't know if I would or not. I hate to sound shallow, but I would need to know what's happening in the equipment department.
Right. Exactly. You know, you got needs. You gotta get your old dick in.
So I don't know.
So it's like a tough situation. So I hate when people just jump on the bandwagon about both ends of the spectrum when someone leaves or someone decides to stay, because it's like there's a lot of gray matter in there. It's like the world's not so black and white. So just let people live as long as they end up happy in the end.
The world's not very black and white. It's mostly Latino. You guys are taking over.
It's my people.
It's your people.
That's why Spanish is taking over as the national language.
You have one left.
That's right, I do. I have one left. And this is one that's really crushing my heart because it's was just announced literally yesterday that we're filming this. We're recording this on Saturday, September 16th, 2013. So it'll be like 4 days, 3 days or something, time you guys listen to it. But on September 15th, 2023, Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furnace announced that they had separated after 27 years of marriage. They released a statement that said, "We have been blessed to share almost three decades together as husband and wife in a wonderful, loving marriage." He's Australian, so that's why I'm right here. "Our journey now is shifting, and we have decided to separate to pursue our individual growth," they said. "Our family has been and always will be our highest priority. We undertake this next chapter with gratitude, love, and kindness. We greatly appreciate your understanding and respecting our privacy as our family navigates this transition in all of our lives."
Do you think Hugh is gay? He loves musical theater, like, a lot.
He does love it. He does love it a lot. And it was... people have rumored it because he is so good at it. But then again, I don't know, man. I think he's just a guy. He's just an Australian guy who's in touch with his emotions, which, you know, just happens to make him good at musical theater. Because he's also Wolverine. So, you know, he's a very convincing Wolverine, too.
Oh, my God. What a sexy Wolverine. Oh.
Yeah, he kills it. He kills it. So it's like, I just think he's a guy that can... He's in touch with his sexuality enough to be able to, you know, do what he wants.
Well, but Mario, if you're listening, you got competition because Hugh is back on the market.
He's single, ladies. But yeah, here's the thing, because there were a couple that I personally looked up to because he was mega famous in the business, but she wasn't. So I was like, okay, like a cool ass megastar can just date like a normal person, and then they end up together, and it's beautiful. They have kids. It's like, it can happen. They were my model right there.
And now, but now, you know, she was his beard, at least right. in my mind.
Yeah, it could be it. And then literally that leaves Pierce Brosnan is the only one left, who's been married to his wife, Keely Shea Smith, since 2001. And she, I think she was a model, but, you know, she's not really in the spotlight or anything anymore. And they love each other. He like treats her like his goddamn queen, which I love. So don't let us down, Pierce. You're carrying our faith and love here.
Fragile. We can still depend on Tom Hanks too.
That's true. Tom Hanks. Okay. Okay, we got two. We got two.
That's. We know who we couldn't depend on. This is gonna hurt. Remember when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston broke up? Because of that Homewreck and Hussy, Angelina Jolie. And then when Angelina and Brad got together, I was like, okay, I don't want to admit it, but they do make sense. And then they broke up. Brad, stop drinking, bruh.
Now, here's the thing. I will say, most couples that I see that start a relationship by cheating on the old one never work out.
Correct. I agree with that statement.
Shit always happens. You know, someone fucks it up. And, you know, when you're like, especially because I feel like it's like an emotion that's based on, like, you know, like raw intensity. You know, you're having this affair and everything's like so like intense, and all of a sudden you have to transition that into like a normal relationship. It's like, no, I feel like no way. It doesn't work that good. And, you know, red flag, dude. You're meeting someone who's cheating on their wife to bang you. You know, who's to say they're not going to do it again? You know, people are stupid. So,
you know what, though? I know this is my number one divorce because I'm still mad about it. I'm still mad at Angelina. I still think of her as a homewrecking hussy. I would not let her sit at my table at the Oscars. She's just a big hoe.
She'd be like, "Sir, you're a seat filler. Please get off my table."
Yeah.
No. Probably. Sir, you're gonna have to leave. Oh man, yeah, dude, I agree. Like, and like, especially whenever you see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston have any kind of public interaction, you can just still feel the chemistry's there.
100%.
Where it's like, man, you guys would have been like the coolest it couple forever. Like Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn level of cool. They could have reached that status and stayed there forever. So,
you know what? Jennifer Aniston married Justin Theroux, who I think is a total weirdo. he's always riding his bike in the city, and he's always sweaty and stinky.
I have to give it to him. Let me see if he plays. He is a pretty damn good actor, though, I have to say. He is in The White House Plumbers right now, which is a show about the Watergate scandal with Woody Harrelson. And he plays G. Gordon Liddy in it, who is in the Nixon side of things and was one of the big operatives of the Watergate break-in. And it is so goddamn funny how he plays them. He is like so weird, and apparently he was a Nazi sympathizer too. So you see like a lot of that in it. And also like he plays them so dumb, but he thinks he's smart. Great work. So I have to say it kind of.
Well, we have to be smart to play dumb. So I'm clearly brilliant.
That's right. That's right. This is what he does. You guys, is totally a character. It's not SEMO. Not knowing how to read and say big words and, you know, generally speak.
I've read the Encyclopedia Britannica, frontwards, backwards, <That's> sideways.
That's right. It's always trying to figure out which way is the correct one.
Which way to hold the book.
Thanks, dyslexia.
Thanks, pictures.
Oh, that's just sad.
Yeah.
But anyways, before SEMO's house collapses over there.
I know, I keep turning my microphone down.
That was our list, you guys. Oh, I have to say, I'm a little sad now after this episode. Because some of these couples could have made it, man. But they didn't. So take it from them, damn it. You have to work hard at your love. Don't take it for granted, brother. Or else, some Angelina Jolie is going to come into your life.
Yeah.
This pussy.
She might watch out for her. Man. And Hugh Jackman.
Call me. No, seriously, if you call me too, I'm not gay, but.
Hugh Jackman.
Big fan.
You hear that drilling? That could be us.
That's right, Hugh. Make sure you follow Steve on chris.moore.comedy on Instagram, on TikTok, and Seymour Comedy on Twitter or X. And you can make things XXX. And let us know what you thought of our list. Give us a follow on all social channels at Frat Chat Podcast. That's on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. Make sure you give me a follow as well at Carlos Does the World on TikTok, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, Carlos Does the World on X, Twitter. Oh, yeah, and Carlos Does the World on Threads. And I already told you where to follow SEMO, so fucking do it!
Thanks.
And on that note, Mr.
In advance, guys.
That's right. That's right. That's now that the sadness is out of our hearts. It's time to go. So why don't you get us out of here?
I motioned to adjourn this meeting so I can go stalk Hugh Jackman.
And I second. And I'll be ready for the bailout call from jail once he catches you watching up from that tree. So call me. And all right, you guys. We'll be back next week with another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. I'll see ya.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Hey, You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.